Number four, silicone. Anything made from silicone will become a lifesaver at the grill. Silicone pot handle covers, spatulas, heat-resistant tongs, you get the idea. This material can handle the high heat of grills, so stock up on those items you'll need and use the most. Suggestions? Tongs, pot handle covers, spatulas, spoons, mat. Diversify. Grilling does not necessarily mean you must put all foods on the grill grates. Use high heat cookware to help you out. Think cast iron or high heat clay and enamels meant for the grill. These are perfect for starting one pot wonders like legumes, pasta dishes, even sauces. With a roomy enough grill, you can fit many different items: grill pan, basket, Dutch oven, and rib racks. Don't forget, most grills come equipped with a lower and upper grill rack, so more fragile items that need less heat can go to the top. Here's some tips on food to cooking equipment match. Tip number one, cast iron and charcoal. Cast iron is, without question, the best material for cooking directly in the coals. Here's a tip. If you have an outdoor fireplace or even a fire pit that uses wood, you can do this method of cooking by placing your cast iron skillet or Dutch oven directly in the coals. Keep in mind, I said coals, not flame. Coals have a very high BTU rating and can cook foods within cast iron as if they are in the oven. Just be sure to pack the hot coals around the cast iron after placing the pan in the coal bed. Perfect items to try? Vegetable medley, roasted potato, curry dishes, au gratin dishes. Tip number two, cast iron and LP gas grills. Just like having the side burner on a grill, cast iron on the grill is like having an extra pot on the stove. Cast iron comes in lots of sizes and cookware type. Saucepan, skillet, Dutch oven, anything you would traditionally make in cookware on the stove can be done on the grill. The key is to ensure that you have this on a section of the grill that isn't set to high, as cast iron holds heat. Tip number three, the upper grill rack. Though small in overall size, the upper grill rack is designed for those fragile items or for items that require simple warming. Think melting butter for vegetables, heating sauces, warming bread and rolls. Use it. It can be a great value to keep you from needing anything indoors. Tip number four, the rotisserie. If you have a grill with a rotisserie, use it. Keep in mind, as that item turns on that rod, the meat or poultry renders some fantastic juices. Catch them. Put a high heat pan under the food item with some great vegetables and use the drippings to add superb flavor to the cooking process. Flavor it up. Now let's be clear. Unless you've invested in a dual fuel or hybrid grill, one that allows you to use charcoal and or wood, most standard LP grills are just that, grills, not smokers. If you don't have a hybrid but want to get some wood flavoring to your foods, then start thinking of adding wood chunks. Yes, you heard me right. Chunks, not chips, which was the product of choice for years with LP grills. Why wood chunks? Most grills today are designed with covers for the gas burners to diffuse the heat more evenly. They go by a lot of names: heat distributors, flame tamers, heat plates, burner shields, flavorizer bars. The addition to the traditional LP grill is the reason why you can use wood chunks. Simply place a few wood chunks under the grill grate right on top of the heat diffuser. Be sure you only put chunks on a burner you will ignite. Replace the grill grate and you're ready to go. And yes, you will get real wood flavor, smoke vapor to flavor whatever you're cooking on the grill. I promise. Final points. Manning the grill is no different than planning a meal in your conventional kitchen. Pick out the components of the meal and decide what needs to cook where on the grill. Directly on the grate, on the rotisserie, and cast iron, on the coals. If doing a meat, be sure to marinate it 6 hours or best overnight to ensure a moist outcome and to reduce cooking time. Have everything prepped, including the grill tools you will need. And this is a walk in the park for the woman that is used to planning daily meals for her family. The best part? you can enjoy more of those great warm days and not sweat in the confines of the hot summer kitchen.